We are together again to discuss issues and to do serious business for our Lord. We are from the Gospel Hall Assemblies in Barbados. Friends, this is The Joyful Sound. From our resident choir, words that really matter.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love, and wrote my name upon. Tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will
answer by and by.
When you
feel a little prayer returning,
then you'll
know a little fire is burning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
The Darrell's Road Gospel Hall Choir making matters right with a little talk with Jesus. And that is the exact title of today's message from our brother Lionel Weeks. Here he is.
Thank you, Brother Frank, and greetings, dear listeners. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee for opening the way where we can have a dialogue with our blessed Savior. We thank thee for all that it is worth, what he has done for us. We are about to tell the world, so ask thee, our Father, to empower us now as we send forth thy word in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn, please, to John's Gospel, chapter 3, and we read from verse 1, which reads, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now, friends, in these three verses here, we see what begins a reasonably long dialogue between the Lord Jesus and a man who came to him called Nicodemus. Now, this man, from his background, we will say he had no right coming to a person like the Lord Jesus. Yes, scripturally and prophetically, yes, it was the right thing to do. But religiously, because of the way they held their religion and so on, and the heap contempt on the person of the Lord Jesus, who said that he had no right to be there according to his position. So he came by night, probably not wanting to be identified with the Lord Jesus, because by that time the hierarchy of the Jews were looking down at the Lord Jesus. They had no uses for him, a humble carpenter and so on. So the man, brought by the Holy Spirit, was prompted to come to the Lord Jesus, and he obeyed. And I tell you, he was never disappointed. The man never had any disappointment about that meeting with the Lord Jesus. We're encouraging you today, challenging you, dear friend, commanding you by the word of God to have a meeting with the Lord Jesus. You don't have to go up to Jerusalem now. You don't have to go to Galilee. Dear friend, you can meet with him right there through the instrumentality of his Holy Spirit. Because of his death, his burial, and resurrection, he paid the price for your sins, and he has every right, both as creator and redeemer, to have you to come to him, to have your souls saved. So we are encouraging you, first thing, have a little talk with Jesus. You'll be the better for it. Now, this man came posing the question. He came first saying that he was certain that Jesus had to come from God. Now, we are telling you the very same thing today, that Jesus Christ has come from God. The church is built on that principle. When Peter there in Matthew chapter 16, and the Lord had asked him, "Who do men say that I am?" After going through what person said, Peter came out. with what the Lord had revealed in him. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Christ, the anointed one. Dear friend, so meet with him. He is the Christ, the anointed one. And God would not want you to come to him or try to come to him through any other person because you will not be heard. God has set him in the middle. The man in the middle, the one mediator between God and men, is there available to you today. Just have a little talk with him. You see, look, in this man Nicodemus' life, the man was a strict religionist. He was a man of the Pharisees, that strict separatist religion, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Two things here. The man belonged to that sect that were so strict, they didn't want anything to do with any person but God. You know, they were so godly minded that they stepped over his son. They stumbled over the Son of God. Nicodemus belonged to that sect. And secondly, the man had position. He was a ruler of the Jews, a teacher. Then you go down a little further to verse number 10. The man was a teacher, well educated in the Jewish religion and so on. But he came humbly to the Lord Jesus. What is stopping you from coming? Does your religion stop you, dear friend? Does your education stop you? No, this man here, whatever it is was wrestling in his mind and conscience, the man overruled it by faith and he came to the Lord Jesus. The same door is open for you today to come to the Lord Jesus. You know, he never ever regretted. He learned the way of salvation. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Right, forthwith and forthright was the Lord's reply to this man. And I tell you, though he struggled with it for a while, he wanted to know something about the new birth. Physically, it was impossible. But, dear friend, he learned it spiritually. And before I go any further, let me tell you, look at the end result. This man, Nicodemus, after his doubt was removed, he believed in the Lord Jesus. In chapter 7, when the others conspired to kill him, he did not join with them. Not at all. He gave in his lot. He believed in the Lord Jesus. And if you go further, in chapter 19, you will see this. It brought bravery to the man. This meeting with the Lord Jesus brought out two grand principles. It brought him to believe, and it brought out the best in his man. He was brave enough to go and bury the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that called for a lot of what we would call today guts to stand up there in the face of the Romans and the face of the Jewish hierarchy and give the Lord Jesus a decent burial and an expensive one also, because we read that he brought the various spices and so on. So it brought the best out of this man. Why don't you allow it to bring the best out of you? Have a meeting with the Lord Jesus. And let me say this, that he's available. He was available in bodily presence in Nicodemus' day. He's available spiritually today by his Holy Spirit. And he's available through the Word of God. You open the Bible, the widest selling volume in the whole world. Free to you in some instances, you can have it. You open the Bible and from cover to cover, it presents Jesus Christ to you. It shows you essentially that his death, burial, and resurrection is enough to save you from the sin that you were born in and the sin that can take you off to a lost eternity. You better believe, friend, this meeting can change you from condemnation on to life. You know, Nicodemus was a man under condemnation like any person else, you know. No doubt about that. And you are born the very same way. You are under condemnation. Now you go down to verse number 18, you see that. He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Now you look, since you are born in a condemned state, dear friend, you are condemned. You know what condemnation means. Turned down to die. Turned down to die. And listen, since you are born in such a condemned state, a meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ must be the best thing. He's the only person, not to give you a reprieve, you know, but to cancel your death penalty and give you life. It is not just parole, you know. It is not just a slap on the wrist. Dear friend, it is paying the price for your sin and ultimately giving you of his life. Dear friend, it's overdue. A meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ is the best thing you can do to get you out of that condemned state. We go a little further in verses 19 and 20. You see that you are living in darkness. Now, you know, the light of the artificial light of the night or the light of the sun of the day will be shining all around you, dear friend. But in your heart, there is darkness because the light, the glorious light of the gospel have not shone in effectively yet. Why not open your heart as 2 Corinthians chapter 4 will tell you and let the glorious light of the gospel shine in, that the eternal perpetual light will shine in your heart. Dear friend, this is the benefit of meeting with the Lord Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus benefit that man, Nicodemus, very well. Earthly things went, you know, and he introduced him to heavenly things. This can be yours today if you would just have a little talk with Jesus. Dear friend, we are very willing to be of assistance to you. Turn to your Bible, listen to the gospel, and meet the Lord Jesus. Have a little talk with him. You'll be the better for it. God bless.
Yes, friend, he is available, and he has been talking to you. And the question is, are you ready to talk to him now? He has told you you are a sinner, condemned, turned down to die, but he is ready to cancel your debt and to set you free if you repent and turn to him in faith. Will you do that now? And then will you get in touch so that we can rejoice with you? Our mailing address is The Joyful Song, the broadcast, Post Office Box 84, Britainsville, Barbados. I repeat, The Joyful Song, the broadcast, Post Office Box 84, Britainsville, Barbados. Our email address, admin@thejoyfulsound.com, admin@thejoyfulsound.com, or you can visit our website, www.thejoyfulsound.com. Friend, it's time to have a little talk with Jesus.
The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
See.